back. Jeremiah Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd day of November. The prep tip of the day is to get and read the following book, World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. You'll find the same protocols I've been using for 25 plus years for how to not get cancer. Seriously. That's what you need to be doing. We patient Wayne DeGreenman, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 plus years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. He's the author of 6 books. They are for sale at Amazon.com. 6 books documenting the International Communist Conspiracy. His website, where he writes 1, sometimes 2 articles a week on the International Communist Conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And Jeff, we're going to talk a bit today about what happened 6 years ago today, which was the assassination of President Kennedy. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning. Yes, the 22nd of November, 1963.
A day that will live in infamy, so to speak, won't it?
Well, yeah, it's if you, depending on what you believe about the, there's a book I recommend for everybody to read about the assassination. It's Gerald Posner's Case Closed, which I think is now he gets Gallitzin and Angleton wrong, but he's really, it's meticulous, and I think people should read it.
Outstanding. Well, we were hoping a couple of years ago when President Trump announced he was going to declassify and release publicly all the Kennedy assassination documents, which were partly released but not completely released. I was disappointed in that. How about you, sir?
Well, there are secrets related to Cold War espionage here. You got to remember that Oswald went to the Soviet Union, and there were reasons why certain things might be kept secret, but the main reason why is that I think the left doesn't want to have to acknowledge that Oswald was a communist, that he was trained in the Soviet Union, that over there in he met Cubans at the language institute he was studying at, that he learned how to use a rifle, or he retrained using a rifle there. That the man who he met in the Soviet Union, the Cuban, whose name I don't have at the tip of my tongue, I wasn't prepared to speak about this, but he flew. We know that he flew to Mexico City on the morning of this before Kennedy was shot. He flew there, and then he flew to Dallas. And then, after the shooting, he flew back to Mexico City and back to Havana. There were movements of Cuban and Soviet intelligence officials moving that day or just prior to the assassination. When Oswald went to Mexico City, that is an interesting story. There's been a documentary, a German documentary, which is done in English that people can look online and watch about the assassination. In which people who were interacting with Oswald in Mexico City are interviewed, and they actually get into the archive of the Mexican secret police, and they see what happened, what had gone on, that Oswald was meeting with Cuban officials, he was meeting with communists, and then we find out, and there's a number of books. Mr. Trento's book, The Hidden History of the CIA, and other books showing that indeed Oswald had not only had these connections, but was, it appears, was given money and even had an escape plan. But probably the communists didn't want him to escape. And if you read Posner's book, you see all kinds of details about Lee Oswald and his wife and his friends. They were part of his wife was living with a woman who was pretty far to the left, but who honestly gave testimony, because she was appalled at the assassination of President Kennedy. And the people that intimately knew the Oswalds that were connected, there's a new book that came out this year by a guy that spent a summer with the Oswalds, the summer of 1962. And he explains what he knew contextually allowed him to understand that Oswald had done it. And he knew all the other people involved and was involved the day of the death. His father was was translated for Marina Oswald. But you got to be intimate with all the details of this crime to really understand what happened. And to understand that whatever the failings of the investigations, the basic truth of the matter was that Lee Harvey Oswald that day shot President Kennedy and shot Officer Tippit when he thought here's a man walking that meets the description of the person we're looking for, and went to question him, and Oswald shot him and ran into a theater. And then that theater was surrounded and Oswald was apprehended. Oswald struggled, by the way, and he had on him the weapon that shot Officer Tippit. So Oswald committed a murder that day in front of witnesses, by the way, many witnesses. So, you know, why did Oswald shoot the policeman? And conspiracy theorists have come up with all kinds of crazy, wild theories. The lady that Marina Oswald was living with got sucked into Mr. Garrison's circle, and she, after she heard what they were saying, she was indignant and left. She said, they're all crazy. And that's what the movie JFK was made about him.
All right. Well, thank you for that summary, Jeff. Moving on from there, do you have any updates on what's going on in Ukraine, sir?
Well, the Russians continue to be hard-pressed in Crimea. The Ukrainians are able to infiltrate Crimea at will. There's been multiple attacks on the Kerch Strait Bridge, and there'd been attacks over the summer on bridges leading to Crimea from the northeast. The Russian supplies to the south have been systematically choked off, and the Ukrainians have been transferring troops to the east bank of the Dnieper River, the Dnipro, as they call it, in a river. And it's yet to be seen. The Ukrainians are not being given support. Biden has used the events in Israel and opposition from the Republicans as an excuse to throttle back what he's giving the Ukrainians. I always expected to see that from him, by the way. He was just looking for political cover to do what he wanted to do, and he's got it now. So Ukraine has a limited amount of time. There's things still in the pipeline to accomplish what they need to accomplish. And and that limited time, of course, is basically been accomplished. So it's yet to be seen. Russia, there's been riots of servicemen's wives in Russia. They were put down by the police. In Russia, people are being upset. And now we know statistically the Russians have dead and wounded between 400,000 and 500,000 dead and wounded. The figures have come out. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry has released their figures on dead. And of course, one of the his military historians I correspond with gave the figure he thought that it could be as high as 500,000, which is astonishing. And the Russians are still throwing troops in suicidal attacks at the Ukrainian front, testing to see if the Ukrainians still have the ammunition they need to repel attacks. If the Ukrainians run out of ammunition, their front will collapse. If the Russian morale breaks, their front will collapse. And the Russians are using blocking troops that they used in World War II, that is, troops to prevent the other troops from running away.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, in World War II, they famously used NKVD regiments behind the lines so that if troops did not go forward, did not obey orders, they were to be shot from behind. They're doing the same kind of thing today. It shows their tactics have not changed since the Second World War, basically.
My impression was, that they had NKV officers with every unit with a pistol to enforce that, but they actually had complete units behind the lines to enforce that.
Yeah, they had large, the NKVD, just like the FSB, has entire regiments. Although I don't think these FSB regiments are the ones that are being used today. They're using other troops to do that, special troops. In World War II, they had actual formations. The NKVD had hundreds of battalions and regiments. It was a whole army unto itself, just like the Germans had the SS, and that it had all these functions. They had in World War II, they also had something called penal battalions. And what a penal battalion was is you had people who'd committed infractions that were put in the penal battalion for various units. And the penal battalion would be assigned to missions like clearing minefields with their feet. Here, you're going to all run as a mass over this area. It's been mined.
Well, to put this in perspective, official U.S. Death count in World War II of U.S. troops was just over 400,000, 407,300 was our official death count. So it sounds like Russia may have lost more than U.S. lost during all three-plus years of World War II. Is that somewhat accurate?
Well, then John Mosier, the historian who wrote Death Ride, if I'm remembering his numbers right, he thinks the Soviet Union lost perhaps over 30 million dead in World War II.
Right.
And I think the official figure is 20-something million, which is a staggering number. I mean, look, the Germans lost, I think, 9 million, and half of those they lost in 1945, defending the Reich, when they were running out of ammunition and had no fuel, and it was children and old men fighting. It's just unbelievable. You have to blame Stalin and the communist management of the Soviet military for these casualties. They actually had military practices which cost lives. And you know, when this war started, I went out and bought a book on present day Russian tactics, doctrine, and so on. And the first thing I learned, which shocked me, was that despite the reforms that were kind of half-heartedly attempted after the invasion of Georgia in 2008, the doctrine and tactics from World War II are largely the same for the Russian army. And we see now in this war that this is the case. And it's surprising. I've been going over my old Soviet military books on tactics and strategy and operational art of war, which the Russians put great stock in, which is what operational art of war is. It's conceptualizing the war. You think in terms of brigades, divisions, and corps. You don't think in terms of small unit tactics. You think in terms of these larger formations, sort of hurtling them this way and that way, and arranging attacks with them. That's kind of the way they conceptualize war. And one of the things you get from the Soviet books is that what was essential was, essentially, is in one summary that my friend, the late Joe Douglas Jr. wrote, he said they had a rather simple concept. Nuclear bombardment of the frontline area and the enemy's rear area, intensive nuclear bombardment, and then the conventional forces were to exploit that bombardment. So you don't need anything more than World War II tactics and concepts of the Soviet Army to do that. So it meant they did not have to change basically the way they waged war. And so they didn't. If this is mind-boggling for Americans, but it's for people familiar with the hidebound Soviet system with its bureaucratic regulation and its top-down management, it's readily understandable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, knowledge and expertise and distance in time, the current Russian general staff is not that far removed from World War II veterans. When I was back in the Army Reserve in the early 1980s, we still had World War II veterans active duty in the U.S. military, wasn't all that long ago. I can see where that those policies and doctrines and disciplines would still be in effect, because they aren't that far removed from the guys who actually did those things in World War II, are they?
Well, the current Russian generals, the thing is, they were trained. The great military mind of the Soviet Army in World War II was a man named Sokolovsky. And he became Marshal of the Soviet Union in the late 50s. He became responsible for coming up with Russia's strategy in the event of World War III. And the book that was sort of became the official Bible for the Soviet military on this was a book he edited called Soviet Military Strategy, which we have two translations, one by the RAND Corporation, and I think the other one was, I don't remember off the top of my head who did the other one, but there were two translations, and I use the RAND Corporation translation, but I've read both versions, and the thing about it is that this book underscores that a future world war will be a nuclear and missile war. This is something that we don't have any books that say this. And there's all kinds of other writings and articles that the Soviet military leaders that came out of Sokolovsky wrote affirming this. This was affirmed. So this book came out in 1962. Soviet Military Strategy. So you go clear up to the late 1970s, and all of the higher-level officers are affirming that. So now, if you take the current crop of generals who are my age or a little bit younger in Russia, they, when they were educated and when they were in military schools in the Soviet Union, and they all would have been educated under this, they read Sokolovsky. They read Sokolovsky's disciples. They were Sokolovsky's disciples.
Right.
In the U.S. military, it's quite different. There's been many reforms and changes since 1945. And we fought a number of wars. We fought Korea. We fought Vietnam. We fought the Gulf, first Gulf War and the second Gulf War. And you can see, and the other thing, what you'll find is if you go back to Western publications, you'll find that we were sitting down in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and even early 80s, with German generals who fought the Soviet Army in World War II. The German commanders of the 48th Panzer Corps, their names elude me right now, and I read their book. They wrote a book, A Military History of the History of That that Formation in World War II. I think one was the commander of the 48th Panzer Corps, the other was the other author was the chief of staff for it. But they, somebody sent me an article where in the early 80s, those guys sat down with our commanders to teach them.
Hold on, Jeff, we got a break. With,
yes.
Hold on, we have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I have not one, but two Black Friday sales going on right now. First is the Liberator Rocket Heater, 20% off the Liberator Rocket Heater and the Pellet Hopper and the Extra Grade if you want one. You want to place your order, just give me a call. My phone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. The second Black Friday sale is the Energy Cleaner, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and a bonus, an additional 5% off if you place your order using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. And Jeff, before we get to our first caller, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video that they can help support.
Outstanding. Me. Our first caller is Bob in Tennessee. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, John, and good morning, J.R. Nyquist. As I said on my message, I was 5 years old when Kennedy was shot. I remember my parents talking about it, and sure enough, I do remember exactly where I was, although I don't remember much about it because I was 5 years old. But then the second subject is I am retired airline, and I refused the so-called vaccine and eventually retired May of this year. I've been reading the articles about the increased emergency Maydays and squawking 7700, both probably medical in the back of the airplane and or flight crews and or medical, or excuse me, and or mechanical. I think it's up 386%. And I did notice an uptrend. In addition to that, when I was bidding toward the end of my career, normally I would see 4 paper bids ahead of my seniority, and I was starting to see 20. What the paper bid is somebody with seniority but did not have or could not fly because of a medical condition. So I saw an increase in that. I'm also seeing an increase in the former airline reporting deaths, or relatively young people, 40s and 50s, dying. So it's an interesting trend.
Well, Bob, are you still in contact with men and women who are active commercial pilots?
Yes, I am. I'm talking to quite a few.
Do they know you and trust you for private communications?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's my question. Yeah, now, you mentioned something that alternative media has been reporting, but here's what the alternative media is not reporting, because the pilots themselves don't want to jeopardize your career. About 8 out of 10 experiencing the following symptoms. This is from a Yale study, partly funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. They're keeping quiet about the following symptoms: brain fog, neuropathy, excessive fatigue, numbness, exercise intolerance, burning sensations, insomnia, tinnitus, headaches, and palpitations. I don't want the guy or two guys or guy and a gal in front of me 5 miles high going several hundred miles an hour to be experiencing those symptoms, but they're not about to report them and put in jeopardy their paycheck and their pension, are they, sir?
Probably not, and I can understand that. Now, I don't know if I noticed that with the people that I was flying with toward the end of the career.
But they're going to keep quiet, even with you. They're going to keep quiet because they don't want some Boy Scout reporting that, oh, my co-pilot has brain fog. No. So the guy, you know, I can see where your own crew members would keep quiet about that, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, it makes sense, and I would agree with that, although, you know, I would trust my own observation also. I did have a friend who was a retired corporate pilot who was talked into taking the vaccine, and it almost killed him. Blood clot in his heart and lungs and all kinds of bizarre health problems. He eventually recovered, but he's not entirely recovered. So, as you know, there's a shortage of pilots, and there is a study being done on the cognitive ability of retired airline pilots, right, which is finally being done. You know,
I encourage you to stay in touch with me. My contact information is at my website. What we need is firsthand observations and knowledge from somebody who has access to firsthand knowledge, with normal human beings don't, sir.
Sure. I'd be happy to contact once in a while and express my observations.
Go ahead.
Okay. The C40 goals of the World Economic Forum is one to notice, which is the lack of airline travel. So if they were able to achieve that and succeed, well, we wouldn't need a lot of airline pilots, would we? No more than 1,500 kilometers every 3 years of airline travel. So that would pretty much crater the airline industry.
Absolutely would. Bob, we appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. We're Bob and our break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. TOM at republicbroadcasting.org. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
No food, no lights,
no overpower, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. As I mentioned a moment ago, I have not one but two Black Friday sales going on right now. The first is the Liberator Rocket Eater. 20% off is a big chunk of change for this piece of equipment. 20% off the Liberator Rocket Eater, the pellet hoppers. If you want to place your order, you can give me a call. My phone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. The other Black Friday sale is energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Filling with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at amazon.com. Jeff, tell us about your article you're working on right now, sir, if you would, please.
Well, the article that I just put up is part three of the series I've been working on for the last month, and it's about this whole preparation for nuclear war on the part of China and Russia, and how our side doesn't quite get that, and how it's connected with the destructionist ideology of Marxism, Leninism, and that they are still following this ideology and they're still part of this world Marxist system. So the left is connected to it. My previous articles show how they've been trying to infiltrate the right and create a right-wing Marxism. And I've had a number of discussions with a German researcher about the takeover of the German right. The German right is mostly pro-Russian. And this experiment in creating a right-wing Bolshevism goes back. It goes back many years back to the 1920s when Stalin looked at Hitler and said, hey, here's a kind of right-winger I can support. And Stalin did indeed have something to do with Hitler coming to power, because the communists were ordered in Germany to step aside and allow Hitler to come to power. He could not have come to power if the communists had united with the Social Democrats in 1933. And then, you know, when World War II started, Hitler and Stalin joined up, and they partitioned Poland together. Only Germany got war declared on it. So we have to understand this right-left dynamic and this scissors strategy, which is a repeated strategy the Russians and the communists use, that is pitting two different sides against each other. In the case of World War II, the Allies against the Axis, and trying to stay out of the war until they can strike the telling blow and win Europe. It didn't quite work out because Hitler caught on to the strategy and attacked the Soviet Union first. But this strategy they're playing with the Republicans and Democrats here in the United States today. So anyway, those are kind of the topics that my articles cover. It's got a lot of strategy in it, so, and a lot of history.
Of course, you have multiple footnotes in most of your articles, don't you, sir?
Yeah, more than, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 footnotes in different articles. Yeah, they're very – that's why it takes me so much time to do them.
Right, right.
Because I'm digging up things and trying to explain this by using history. I mean, I've read all these books and everything's sort of in my mind, but going and finding the exact, you know, quotes and volumes – this helps the reader then be guided into where I'm getting this from. A few years ago, a reader said, why don't you have footnotes in your articles? Well, that slows down the writing of the article, but then it allows me to prove that I'm not making any of this up. This is all coming from books by people who were there or who were involved in Soviet intelligence, defectors, experts, historians.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a trained researcher myself, both as a intelligence analyst and as a paralegal. And when I'm reading an article of that nature, I'm seeking out articles that have footnotes to give veracity and background to what's being said there, sir.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things in the article that I document from multiple sources is something that I had a discussion, an argument with an American expert in nuclear war and World War. During the time of the Cold War, who worked for the Office of Soviet Analysis. And I said, well, you know, they it's not just about nuclear strikes. They're going to invade North America. And he said, no, they're not going to do that. I said, I said, well, Colonel Lunev, you know, basically confirmed that that's the case and it's in their literature. And he goes, well, that's just one person. And then I cited him a bunch of books and articles in which it's alluded to. And not only that, there's the testimony I discovered, the testimony of a Czech military defector who was educated in Soviet military academies in the 1950s, who testified before Congress that they were preparing to invade North America back in the 1950s. Right. And in fact, John Lewis Gaddis, the famous Cold War historian, found documentation that Stalin created a 50,000-man army to invade Alaska in 1951-52.
Well, my Green Beret buddies, who worked with the Alaskan Eskimo scouts, said they had firsthand testimony from Alaskan scouts who were tracking Russian Spetsnaz in Alaska in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. The Spetsnaz are rough guys, and they like to be able to train in the areas where they operate. Back in the early 2000s, well, it was it might have been 1999, they caught a bunch of Russian tourists. They were actually Spetsnaz guys at Hoover Dam. And, of course, they were, as a group, going there looking at it because that was going to be one of their targets.
Of course. Obviously.
And that was just 24 years ago, you know.
Right, right.
They're doing this all the time. And, in fact, I had a source here 2 years ago that said that saw that they had Russians coming down with the Mexican mafia, inspecting the border, making agreements with them about, well, what would it cost for you to smuggle our people over the American-Mexican border?
Well, I've mentioned this before. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page got on a helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, flew across the Gulf of Mexico to a Russian military base in Mexico. Another firsthand observation. And I've personally been to Russian Spetsnaz locations here in Missouri. So that goal has not changed. They've got all the pieces in place to pull off that gold, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
Well, that's why an open border in the south and the border in the north is pretty infiltratable. Why that is so dangerous? Because you can move units across that border in the form of illegal aliens, tourists, slash whatever. And, of course, what Colonel Lunev said was the plan of the Russian military, and you can be sure the North Koreans and Chinese have the same plan, is to bring thousands of commandos, special forces troops, into the United States in advance of a war. And they will bring with them weapons of mass destruction, nuclear munitions, biological weapons, and chemical weapons to create mayhem in the days leading up to World War III.
Absolutely. Jeff, we've got our next caller here from the beautiful country of Canada. We have James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. you asked me, I think last week, about what I saw about COVID. I just wanted to report that, I think I reported that it was very quiet. And at night, I'm noticing, I'm living a mile away from a seaport on the Fraser River. And, of course, there's a railhead that services that seaport. And in the past, you could hear trains at 3, 4 in the morning, the whistles, you see. And I'm not hearing any kind of traffic. There's no trains at all at
really?
Night, which tells me there's nothing being loaded or unloaded at that port. And I don't see the ships there that I used to see. It's a container port. And we're coming up on Christmas. You'd think that, you know, economically people would be buying or something, but I think there's a drastic reduction in transport of goods. Back to you.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's actually true. The Chinese ships arriving in North America, that has been in decline. And, of course, the U.S. has been building industries. We're reindustrializing. A tremendous amount of investment has been made in the U.S. because the Chinese have been playing this this game of cutting our supply chain. And so companies in the U.S. and Canada, I would assume, have caught on to this. And, for example, a couple of years ago, there was a crisis because certain spare parts for combine harvesters and stuff, which were coming from China, weren't coming. And farmers were worried, what if our machine breaks down? What, we can't get it fixed. What if the part's not there? They managed to get through that, but it gave people quite a scare. And there's, even though the Biden administration did not follow through on its promise to keep China out of our capital markets, businesses have responded spontaneously to seeing that China is not a reliable partner. Now, those businesses that are still invested in China, they sort of won't refuse to see the light because they have too much invested. And that's their problem. I've talked to businessmen over there who had all their property confiscated by the Chinese government. I talked to a guy who owned a brewery in Hong Kong, was it the year before last? And he said, I tried to warn all my fellow businessmen, get out of China. You know, and he said he was afraid that he would be arrested if he stayed. And, he lost a lot. But, to get into business with China or Russia is a terrible mistake. Because they will try to rob you. You may make money now, and you may think it's a great deal now, but further down the line, you're going to realize that you were taken for a ride.
Yeah, if you stay in long term, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
All
right, James. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Now, the call number is 512-248-8252. Your assessment, I believe, is completely accurate, Jeff, when it comes to attempting to do business with Russia or China. They'll smile. They'll shake your hand, pretend to be offering a great deal. But ultimately, you end up, if you stay long term, you're going to end up paying a price, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And of course, this goes back to the 1920s when under Lenin, they had the new economic policy and they invited investment. And they said, well, we're giving up communism economically. We're going back to capitalism. And they drew all these Western investors who thought, okay, it's good. Russia's perfect to invest in. And so many of them lost money, including the Rockefellers and the Harrimans. Rockefellers rebuilt the Soviet, built up the Soviet oil industry, and then had everything expropriated from them, and hoped for years that they would get their property back. But look, they did the same thing to a British Petroleum here more recently. They didn't expropriate their British partners, but they barred British executives from entering Russia. So it's like, well, we have our property there. Our people can't even go there and see it now.
Right.
This was, I think, more than a decade ago now. But you just get cheated. And Lenin created those terms where when you go into a venture with the Chinese or the Russians, and Lenin invented this idea, was that the Western investor has 49% interest, but the majority interest belongs to the communists. And that means they have the voting interest. They have the power. And the Westerner comes in thinking, well, I have the money and that's the real power. No, you're outvoted. In the end, you're going to be pushed out and they're not going to compensate you. They're going to find an excuse. I think it was BMW some years ago. The Chinese said, oh, you violated all these little Chinese laws. You owe us $2 billion or
right.
whatever it was.
Right.
You
right.
know, so they're going to cheat you.
Yeah. And of course, within China, they cheat each other. It's very difficult for a Chinese businessman to do business with another Chinese man, isn't it?
Well, it depends on who is part of the party apparatus.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you have a situation. I mean, it's mercantilism. Basically, the communist economies are mercantilist. You know, everybody says, oh, you know, you'll hear communists say, well, China was never really communist or Russia's really not communist. Well, that's a fool's kind of game because according to Marx and Lenin, communism is something that takes decades, might take more than a century to develop. So that no, Lenin, none of the communists claim that any of the states that are communist states are economic communism. That's not possible because Lenin and Marx never said how you can make a communist economy. In fact, famously, Ludwig von Mises, the Austrian economist, in his book Socialism said, well, the only socialist economy is basically a Stone Age economy where you're going back to making stone, making arrowheads out of sharp rocks, you know, because it's not conceptually possible. And so nobody's done it. So it's state capitalism, basically mercantilism, you know, where the government licenses companies to operate. So they've always had capitalism in the Soviet Union. They've always had it in China. And to the extent that they've attempted communism is the extent that they cratered their own economy. And that's Absolutely. Just the way it is. Yeah, like communism is just cannibalism. if you've actually got a communist economy, people will be eating each other. That's right. That's the kind of sharing that takes place. You know, we're going to share each other.
Right. Right.
People
right.
who need people.
Well, my personal belief is that this whole move towards electric vehicles is part of the communist plan to weaken the United States. What do you think, sir?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, look, a battery, look, the internal combustion engine is a tremendous thing. And if you're suddenly shifting everything over to batteries, you're making things that don't last as long, that are twice as expensive in the long run, and that you have to use lithium that you've bought from China to make
That's
your
right.
batteries.
With yeah. child labor. Here's our break. Be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Fix bayonet.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, Jeff, got about 3 minutes here to summarize your. Let's see. Let's try to get this one last caller in here. Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Just briefly, I don't know if you've ever looked at my website, gassingamerica.com, aka poisoningthepoor.com. For the last 40, 50 years, the materials that the industry's been using is from Canada to produce manufactured or mobile homes. In fact, I was taken down to New Orleans after Katrina, and I affected the decommissioning of those FEMA trailers because of the formaldehyde, but also carbon monoxide poisoning that was affecting and actually killing the infants and the elderly.
We know about that, Tom. We're not going to spend any more time on it. Thank you for your call.
I just want to remind people right now that problem still is extant.
Okay, thank you for your call, Tom. Jeff, a couple of minutes to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, yeah, we have a problem in the United States in that we don't identify the enemy. A lot of our problems, you know, people say it's the American government, the U.S. government is evil, you know, capitalism is evil. No, it's communism has infiltrated capitalism. The revolutionaries, who's their number one target? What the communists excel at is subversion, infiltration, and they do it with a purpose, with strategy in mind. So when they get into the Justice Department, when they get into the State Department, when they get into the Pentagon, when they get into our scientific establishment, people are talking about the vaccines and COVID. When they get into these things, you have, if you have enemy agents in the parts of the U.S. government that's responsible for our defense or responsible for our financial security or responsible for our information warfare, they are going to turn it all around. And you're going to suddenly see Americans doing things against America. Well, it's they're not really Americans. They identify as Americans, but they're really leftists or Marxists or communists or agents of Russia and or China. When Russia and China are really one, the defector Colonel Stanislav Lunev said when he defected that Russia and China, after the fall of the Soviet Union, formed an alliance in which they, all their intelligence operations against America in America are jointly run. So when you see the Chinese doing something in our country, the Russians are right there at their elbow helping them. And that's why General Laura Richardson, commander of Southern Command, said some months ago, Russia and China are moving into Latin America. They're building up their positions. They're putting regimes in friendly to them. This is no accident. This is an encirclement of the United States. Everybody wants to say we've been encircling Putin's Russia. No, it's the other way around. They're encircling us. They're arming. We haven't built a nuclear weapon since 92. They're building them like sausages now.
Jeff, we appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family, and we'll look forward to you next Wednesday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. We got archives playing tomorrow. Have a great day with your family tomorrow.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.